I'm Marissa Norcross.
And I'm Dave Freund, and this is The Next Page. Marissa, how are you?
I am so excited to...
You're excited?
Yes, because we're here at our 3-year anniversary.
Whoa. How's that?
It's a really good thing no one can see my dance moves on this podcast.
You don't know how many times I had to practice so that that didn't start at the wrong spot.
I was wondering if you were going to surprise me with that.
But I've been listening to it with my earbuds in, where we call these things. It's just like AirPods, right?
AirPods.
They used to be earbuds. Now they're AirPods. Okay.
Not sponsored by Apple.
Not sponsored by Apple or Cool in the Gang. And I asked our technician, I said, how much of a song can I play without infringing on a copyright? He goes, none. I said, I'm going to do it anyways. But anyways, yes, this is our third anniversary of The Next Page.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So now, crazy.
Do you think, when we started, do you think we even thought we'd be doing this 3 years down the road?
No. I remember you saying, you know, you asked me, I agreed, you looked really surprised, and then you said, well, Tim said that if we're going to do it, we have to give it a year. Will you give it a year?
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, sure. I didn't
sure,
even
we can
think
do a year.
I'm like, you know, maybe Dave will decide to quit before then. And, you know, like, here we are, and it's just, like, part of who we are now. I don't, like, every week, it's just part of our routine.
Right. And, you know, so the title of my post this morning was, It's a Celebration, mm-hmm. you know, and all this, as soon as I was thinking about celebrating, like, I am not a Cool in the Gang fan by any means, but the one song I have on my iPhone is Celebration. I think I downloaded it once for a birthday that we did for Dan Koons, the owner of Selflock, and it's just there.
Uh-huh.
And then I was thinking, yeah, it's a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And so people say, so what is the big deal that you guys did this for 3 years? Well, so I made some, I'll read some of the thoughts here.
Okay.
You know, so is it a really big deal? Yeah. And it's 3 years of commitment and hard work.
Mm-hmm.
It's not missing an episode for 3 full years. It's recording episodes while on vacation. Recording episodes in advance so Marissa could take time off to deliver a beautiful baby girl. It's recording episodes early in the morning or late in the evening. We never did it in the middle of the night, but we came close.
Mm-hmm.
And even when you're sick and can hardly talk. And our listeners that have listened enough know that I'm usually the guilty party that can barely talk. It's 3 years of commitment to each other. We're not going to let each other down, and our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And the result... our downloads in 17 countries. That is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thousands of downloads is not that amazing because there's a lot of people in the United States. But surprisingly enough, after the U.S., the next highest download count is in Spain, followed by Costa Rica.
That's cool.
I'm still trying to figure out how it got to Spain. The only way I can think Costa Rica might be from the John Maxwell team, but I'm not sure. Because we never check, but so today we celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever, you know, what I wrote about was, have we ever thought about why we celebrate? We celebrate birthdays. We celebrate anniversaries. You know, when we celebrate a birthday, well, you and I talked about that. So when you celebrate your birthday, what do you do?
I shared with you that I like to also celebrate my mom.
Exactly.
And kind of, you know, especially when my mom says like happy birthday to me and like celebrates me, I'm like, mom, this is celebrating like us, like you birthing me and keeping me safe all those years and taking care of me. And, you know, it's like another year on the sun, of course, but like remembering where it started and why
exactly.
It's important.
Right. So we celebrate this momentous day of a birth, and we really should be thanking our mothers who birthed us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I love how you put it, you know, for caring for you for so long, for still caring about you, you know, raising you when you were younger, still, I'm sure, giving advice from time to time. That's why we celebrate birthdays. We celebrate anniversaries because it's a commitment that we've made to someone. You know, wedding anniversaries, it's a commitment. Mm-hmm. We're celebrating the fact that this is an extremely important thing. We celebrate holidays based on our religious faith. There's certain religious holidays that we celebrate. We're coming up on celebrating the 4th of July very, very shortly. Mm-hmm. You know, we celebrate the fact that we have this wonderful privilege to live in the greatest country on earth. And as I was, so I did a little bit of research on celebrating, and I found some interesting things that celebration is really something that we are grateful for. So we're celebrating, you know, we don't celebrate something bad. We might commemorate, but that's different than celebrate. You know, we commemorate D-Day. We will commemorate 9/11. We don't celebrate that. But so when we celebrate something, we're celebrating something that we are grateful for. And this was something that I came across. When we're in a state of gratitude, we can't be angry. Like, whoa. And when we're in a state of gratitude, we can't feel overwhelmed. So if we just think about those two facts, when we're celebrating, we can't feel angry and we can't be overwhelmed, feel overwhelmed. So it sounds to me like we got to find reasons to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Daily, right now, now more than ever in our country with all the nonsense and the tragedy and things that are going on, we just got to celebrate. We have to find time to celebrate and reasons to celebrate. So one, I stumbled upon this, he's kind of a sales keynote speaker, Ryan Estes, and he said, and I love some of his, I watched a couple of his YouTube videos, really short ones, really great, really great. But he said, celebration creates connections, builds momentum, generates anticipation. Well, in organizations, would we not want to create connections? In families, would we not want to create connections, build positive momentum, and generate positive anticipation? It's awesome. So one of the first thing I thought about was, you know, we're in Central New York, is SU. Now, right now, we can't, there's no games to go to. Of course, it's summertime. There probably wouldn't be games anyways. But when SU's playing, the dome is full. The town where everybody's wearing orange and blue and everybody seems happy, and it's because we're celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
Because the root of celebration is gratitude, and gratitude is really something even more deeper than that. It's joy. Joy is the power in celebration. So what other things do you think, you know, if what we really want to find out is, if joy is the root of celebration, how do we build more celebrations? What are your thoughts?
I mean, I think there are a lot of ways to build mini celebrations into your day or into your weeks. And it can be like as simple as like, hey, we made it to Friday. Like I know some people do like pizza Fridays or like pizza and movie Fridays, like just as like a way to kind of celebrate the weekend. You know, we made it through another week, especially right now where a lot of us are still very isolated at home. Finding ways to do that. I think I shared with you that since high school, a couple of friends and I, like every first of the month, will kind of have just like a mini celebration, like, hey, it's May 1st or it's June 1st. Let's, you know, celebrate turning over the calendar. Finding ways to celebrate our loved ones, whether it's like something that they achieved in their career or a school-based achievement, like my daughter's pre-K graduation would have been soon. And I'm so happy that the class is still celebrating virtually. And I'm sure we'll do something as small as a family too, to tell her like, we're so proud of you and all you accomplished this year and prepare for the next year. Milestones, anniversaries, which you talked about.
Yeah.
Really, that like if you can be happy about it, you can celebrate it, I feel like.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, one of the things I thought about when you were talking was there, and I want to just draw this contrast, and hopefully I can come up with the words to do it. Celebrating is something that we do in the present.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People that long for some event are longing for something that isn't yet. And I'm not saying it's bad. Like, you know, we've talked about in other episodes, you know, when you're planning a vacation, it's so exciting to plan mm-hmm. a vacation. Stressful, but exciting. You look mm-hmm. forward to it. But I'm thinking about the people that always wait. They live for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then what do you do on Sunday night? Like, fall into a deep depression? But if they can find a way to find something to celebrate every day, in almost every moment, you're going to have a much richer life, a much more joyful life. I was, you know, I was thinking about my morning coffee.
Yes.
Now, I don't drink a ton of coffee. I have it's not the big Yeti. I don't know what size Yeti this is. I've got actually, right now I have iced tea and club soda mixed together in it. It's not the one that has like the multiple diameters with a step kind of thing, so it'll fit in a cup holder. It's just a normal, what we used to call a large travel mug type of thing. I make that in the morning, and for the most part, that's my coffee. But there's something about the smell of the coffee when I mm-hmm. put it into my coffee maker, and that first taste, it's just wonderful.
Oh, yeah. I can totally relate. I have not, even though Starbucks drive-thru has been open for some time. The last time I had gone was my birthday, which is March 18th. And I got mm-hmm. my birthday drink, and I had not been since, but I did get a Starbucks gift card recently. And it was just, I couldn't keep it in my pocket any longer. And my husband kept saying, like, just go, you know, use it, like go to the drive-thru. I'm like, no, like my next trip to Starbucks is, it's gotta be like something to celebrate.
Special, right?
Yes. And so I finally went last weekend, and I was like, it's gotta be a sunny day because I really want to like drink it in the sunshine because I get like an iced drink. And oh, it was very special. It was, and good. I celebrated that. I was like, Starbucks is back. Like I was out alone. As I had to go to the grocery store, so it was like freedom.
Sure. But you also enjoy your coffee at home.
Mm-hmm.
So you have something to celebrate, to be grateful for, to be joyful about
mm-hmm.
every day. And that was just kind of the thing that, you know, when I wrote, what was I writing? Oh, I was writing. Have you read the article that I wrote for the newsletter for July yet?
Not yet, but I know okay. Eileen did.
Eileen did. Uh-oh. You know what? I have to be more careful now. It used to be only Marissa saw it. Now it's other people seeing it. But one of the things that I wrote in there, and it's interesting because I don't know how it must be this thought that I'm on a thought process now of really valuing and embracing moments type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I talked about the simple pleasures of summer.
Yes.
Like the smell of the burger on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
And then you bite into it and it's just there's something about it. Or the evening, you know, watching kids chase lightning bugs type of thing. And I was not at all thinking about this celebration thing that's going to come out that came out this morning rather, but I was thinking, but so it must be what's in my mind right now. But I really think that we need to focus on look for things to celebrate. You know, I'm using our third anniversary of the next page as an excuse to talk about celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was cool. We've been doing this for 3 years. I don't know how long it's going to last. You know, I always wonder how much longer Marissa's going to put up with me doing this lousy podcast. You know, but so long as people find value in it and you're willing to help me with it, I'm going to do it kind of thing.
Yeah.
But there's so much in life worth celebrating. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, we're coming out of this, hopefully coming out of this virus thing. I still haven't said the word, the word with the dash and the numbers, the letters, dash and numbers. Haven't said it. Not going to say it. But we can celebrate. We can celebrate so much. We can celebrate life. We can celebrate summer. We can celebrate meals. We can celebrate people. And when we, and really what it is it's just being grateful for the fact that we're alive, that we have the chance to live, that we have the chance to love people and care for people and add value to people. But there are things that get in the way with our celebrations. Expectations. Mm-hmm. So why do expectations kill our celebrations? What are your thoughts?
Well, I feel like especially a lot of the times we haven't communicated those expectations, so they're kind of like null at that point.
Oh.
If we, you know, we're just expecting people to read our minds, or I read something once and I can't remember where and who, but it was about Mother's Day, and so often we hear some complaints around Mother's Day not being special enough, or you know, oh, just like every other day kind of thing. But you know, it could be different if we communicated to our families, like, you know, for Mother's Day, I'd really like to have a family dinner, or I'd really like to sleep in, or I'd really like to go on a picnic or whatever. It makes things a little bit more manageable. So I don't really know if that answered your question. I think it just got further into expectations, but.
Yeah. So what happens is I'm guilty of this. I am guilty of, in my mind, creating these amazing expectations about an event. And then I don't tell anybody about it. And then when the expectations aren't met, oh, this celebration was, this was a waste. Whoa, time out. My expectation was the problem. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the notes that I found as I was doing some research on this says, expectations around celebrations are sure joy killers. Absolutely the case there. You want your celebrations to be perfect and wonderful, but life isn't about what we want. Now, isn't that an interesting statement?
Mm-hmm.
Life just is. None of us wanted a virus that confined us to our home, so to speak. But that is. None of us want to get sick. None of us want, you know, to have a financial setback, but life is. That is what happens. That is part of life. And it's and this other statement that I found was, when you have expectations for other sentient beings, we are setting ourselves up for a disaster, because people will always let us down, especially if we don't tell them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even if we do tell them. So if I, let's say I say to my family, this is exactly what I want. Well, it may not come out the way they expect it to. And so the key there is, and the more we want things to be a certain way, the more likely they're not going to be that way, because we create these unrealistic expectations for our celebrations. So what we really need to learn to do is just find joy in what is, not in some expectation of what really is.
Mm-hmm.
And that really spoke a lot to me, that peace and joy are only present when we live in a place where we're not expecting other people to make us happy. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't love to have people make us happy, but we can't be expecting them to do it. We have to find the joy, we have to find the gratitude and the celebration in the ordinary, in the very simple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact that, yeah, it's a birthday. Wow. I have had the blessing to live X number of years. You know, I've had the blessing to work with these people for X number of years. That's what the celebration needs to be in. And I think we just need to kind of relax and stop trying to be perfectionists about our celebrations.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think a lot of brides and grooms are learning this right now. as weddings, not the weddings themselves, but as the, I guess, gathering for a ceremony and gathering for a reception have been postponed. But I think I shared that one of my best friends down in Texas, this happened to her in April. It's happening to my friend whose wedding was supposed to be in July. And they're great examples. I mean, both of them have handled it so well and so graciously. And they just said, well, because it's not really about the party. Like, yeah, that would have been really fun. And I can't wait to do it next year. But it's really about the two of us celebrating our love for one another and getting married.
Right.
And I think so many couples are having to do that and are really kind of learning the value of that. And like, whereas, you know, some of us who have had more traditional like weddings where you only have to plan one instead of two. Maybe didn't understand the value of that.
Right
off the bat. And so it's been really interesting to watch them to really celebrate in the present and celebrate the important part of that celebration and not the event.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And that was the key where, you know, you're celebrating the reason, mm-hmm. not the event. And we get so wrapped up in the event and we forget that what we're celebrating is not the event. We're celebrating mm-hmm. the reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we you and I touched on a little bit with our conversation before we hit record. It's graduation time.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it's going to be very untraditional graduations. But the celebration is for the achievement,
mm-hmm.
not the event.
Right, the achievement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, when you talked about weddings, you know, our technician Tim is engaged to be married in August. The last Saturday in August. We don't know what kind of wedding that's going to be. But I've listened to the plans, and the plans, you know, that were larger, they're getting smaller, you know, but the point was, it's not about the event. It's about, like you said, you know, the two people celebrating love for each other, celebrating this covenant that they're making in marriage. That's what we should be celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
Not the trappings, trimmings, whatever is the bright word there. And I think that's huge. And so think about how much happier we're going to be if we begin to celebrate the accomplishments, the achievements, the event, mm-hmm. rather, or the trying to find the right word, the reason. Just,
yeah. And like the simple things,
the simple things
to find joy in.
Exactly. You know, and the reality is that what ruins our celebrations are ingratitude,
mm-hmm.
selfishness, greed, bitterness, resentment, and anger. Anything negative that gets us all wound up, get rid of it. Put it aside. It has nothing to do with the celebration. The celebration is really, it's rooted in joy.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can find that in simple things, now you're a rich person. Because life is, we could then, if we can really make this a practice, we can be joyful every day. Now, there's a challenge, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Is it really possible that we could be joyful every day? Yeah. That's the challenge. Can we celebrate every day? And, you know, I think we as a community, as a nation right now, need to come together and celebrate. Because there's lots to celebrate for. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of reasons to celebrate. The flattening of the curve is a reason to celebrate. Restaurants are opening up for outside seating. Reason to celebrate. You know, summer is here.
Yep, I was just going to say summer solstice.
Yes.
Favorite day. I always celebrate the solstice.
And you know what's right after that?
Your birthday.
No, Leon Day.
Oh, and your birthday.
And my birthday's after Leon Day. And people are like, what in the world?
I know you love Christmas and Christmas time and the most wonderful time of the year, but I'm just not there with you.
Yeah, there's people are like, what in the world is Leon Day? It's Noel spelled backwards. It's
halfway
June 25th.
To Christmas.
So, anything exciting happening?
Celebrating one of Isla's 5-year-old friends this weekend with a drive-by birthday party. I'm going to a lot of those.
Awesome.
Yeah, and just enjoying time here. How about you?
That's great. Well, I'm actually thinking that my dear old boat and I will do a in the water test.
Yay. Tomorrow. I was hoping you'd say that.
Tomorrow. She ran last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
She ran. So tomorrow, as they say, God willing, and the creek don't rise, we might actually do a water test, which would mean that we get her ready to be used when we're in full gear for summer and taking vacation time and all of those wonderful things.
Exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. Hey, and I want to personally thank you for putting up with me for 3 years.
You say that like it's difficult.
Well, talk to my family.
No, it's been so fun. And you do the hard part. You do the writing, which you forgot to mention when we started. But that's really a lot of, you create the content that we talk about. And I just filled in with stories from my life.
Well, I appreciate that because no one would want to hear me just sitting here talking about content. So I think we need to close out with a little bit more music.
All right.
So with that, I'm Dave Freund.
I'm Marissa Norcross.
And this was The Next Page.